Kamika King, you're tuned in to Power FM 91.3. It's all day.
We work hard for what we do. We strive for greatness. I'm here to DJ Feezy. Power FM, you dig?
Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. Bringing you all the best news from Lusaka, Otagwe, Livingstone, from Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Good morning, this is a weekly recap and these are your headlines. President Hichilema calls for stronger implementation to unlock Africa's development potential. Ghanaian President urged Africa to reset global engagement for economic transformation. In international news, banknote bouquets could land you in jail, Kenya's central bank warned. In sports, Infantino defended FIFA Peace Prize award to Trump.
Rich
up front and another news of the day. My name is Viola Truma. In local news on Tuesday, President Hakainde Hichilema said Africa's biggest development challenge is not a shortage of ideas, but weak delivery and ineffective implementation of well-intended policies and projects. Speaking when he officiated at the Continental Energy Infrastructure Investment Forum in Lusaka, President Hichilema observed that while the continent generates many technically sound ideas, progress is often undermined at the point of execution. He noted that delays and inefficiencies in executing government programs continue to frustrate development efforts across the continent and called for a more expeditious and result-oriented approach to implementation. President Hichilema also said Africa continues to suffer from an inaccurate and unfavorable risk profile, which has negatively affected investment flows into critical sectors such as energy and infrastructure. The head of state called for concerted regional action to address these challenges, disclosing that he intends to table some of the issues raised at the forum before the African Union. President Hichilema further proposed that Africa should take charge of its own credit rating systems to better reflect the continent's realities and priorities, particularly in tackling energy challenges.
Africa's issue is about getting things done. We fall short there. We say a lot of things, sometimes loosely, sometimes in a structured and organized way, but we fall short in delivering those ideas that we discuss, which are actually technical sounds, but somewhat our efforts evaporate at the point of implementation. And I'm talking about effective implementation. So this forum must take account of that fact, as we discuss in here.
In local news, on Thursday, Ghanaian President John Dramani Mahama called on African countries to urgently translate historic solidarity and political goodwill into tangible economic and social benefits for their people, warning that the continent faces a growing pandemic of unfulfilled potential. Addressing the Zambian Parliament, President Mahama said Africa's current challenge is no longer the struggle for political independence, but the fight for economic freedom and prosperity in a rapidly changing global environment. He noted that Africa is confronting this task at a time when global geopolitics is undergoing major shifts, characterized by declining humanitarian and development assistance, rising defense spending, and increasing strain on traditional multilateral systems. President Mahama painted a sobering picture of the continent's challenges, citing widespread youth unemployment, fragile health systems, and extractive economies that fail to build local capacity. He warned that many African countries remain trapped in what he termed a triple dependency, reliance on external actors for security decisions, dependence on donors to fund health and education systems, and over-reliance on foreign suppliers of critical minerals whilst retaining little value from them. He urged African leaders to leverage the continent's comparative advantages, particularly in industrial growth and value addition, as a pathway to sustainable economic transformation.
We must confront the battle of the economic participation of our country at a time when global geopolitics is undergoing tectonic shifts. Today, global humanitarian assistance is shrinking, official development assistance is declining, defense spending is rising, and traditional multilateral systems are under strain. Africa therefore faces a different pandemic, the pandemic of unfulfilled potential. Millions of our young people remain unemployed, health systems are fragile, and economies extract wealth without building capacity. Madam Speaker, Africa must confront this changing reality with transparency and pragmatism.
In more news, on Wednesday, the Zambia Electricity Supply Corporation, ZESCO, clarified that it has not introduced or increased electricity tariffs. ZESCO Chief of Strategy, Akabondo Kalichani, said the utility company is currently operating under a pre-approved multi-year tariff framework sanctioned by the Energy Regulation Board. Mr. Kalichani explained that the tariff structure runs from 2023 to 2027 and is reviewed annually by the regulator to determine whether the assumptions made at the time of approval are still valid. He said once the review process is concluded, ZESCO simply follows the guided tariff path already set by the ERB. Meanwhile, Mr. Kalichani explained that the electricity ban system is designed to protect low-income households through subsidization. He said the tariff bans are progressive, meaning that customers who consume more electricity pay more, while those who use less benefit from lower charges.
From the outset, I've said very clearly that no new tariffs have been increased by ZESCO or implemented. What we do is we follow the pre-approved multi-year tariff framework, which is pre-approved by the Energy Regulation Board. This runs from 2023 up until 2027. So if you look at that tariff structure, it's pre-approved, and every year there are reviews by the regulator to ascertain whether those assumptions that were made at the time that the multi-year tariff framework was arrived at are still valid. Once this is done, of course we progressively follow this glide path of tariffs that are set in the multi-year tariff framework.
A 35-year-old accountant from Kitwe was found dead in a lodge room in Chilabombwe in what police suspect to be a suicide. The deceased, identified as Moses Mulenga, who was reported missing last week and is believed to have died between Monday and Tuesday this week. Kapedal Province Deputy Commanding Officer Yedi Divai confirmed, stating the incident was reported by the lodge manager, Emily Nanyuza. Ms. Divai explained that Mr. Mulenga booked a room at the lodge on Monday evening and was expected to check out the following day. She said when he failed to leave the room at the expected time and did not respond to knocks on the door, the matter was reported to the police. Police officers later forced entry into the room and found Mr. Mulenga lying on the floor. Ms. Divai said no visible physical injuries were observed on the body, and investigations have since been instituted to establish the circumstances surrounding the death. Police have since informed the family, and a post-mortem examination is expected to be conducted as investigations continue. In the international news on Tuesday, Kenya's central bank warned people to stop using banknotes to make floral-like bouquets and decorations, which has become a trend in the East African nation. They are often all ordered in the run-up to Valentine's Day and have been popularized by celebrities and online influencers who share videos of themselves presenting such bouquets during celebrations. To make the cash bouquets, notes of different colors and value are rolled and then fastened together in a style that makes them look like a bunch of flowers. But the Central Bank of Kenya said the creators are defacing the Kenyan